Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced a cabinet reshuffle, introducing changes to several key ministries within the Government of National Unity. The reshuffle follows political negotiations with coalitions and comes at a time when South Africans continue to demand strong economic growth, improved service delivery, and greater accountability from government. While supporters might argue that the cabinet change can inject fresh leadership into struggling departments, critics have questioned whether this is something that can really make a positive difference. To help us assess the political significance of the reshuffle, we're joined by Sandile Swane, political analyst. Sandile, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Can you just give us an overview of some of these changes?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I think the most significant change from a citizen's perspective is Willy Oakham, who becomes the Minister of Agriculture. And why I say this is the most significant change is the prominence of agriculture in the economy of South Africa and in the changes that have happened to our economy and international trade. So far, in terms of international trade, our agriculture has been successful, but in terms of, for a long time, let's be fair, in terms of managing the foot and mouth disease,
it was a shocker.
We've struggled for a long time. So the impact of this is that Steenhuisen, who was the Minister of Agriculture, let's talk as just as citizens now. He lost the leadership of the DA and now loses the ministerial position. So he's being, in essence, in the eyes of the public, being demoted.
Yeah, for sure.
In the cabinet. That is the big news in this block, right? From the DA component of the GNU. Willy Oakham, he's touted as a farmer and in good terms with the agricultural industry. They trust him probably better than Steenhuisen.
Yes.
And we hope that he'll do a good job. Steenhuisen is being moved to be the deputy minister in the trade and industry.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. What your thoughts on that are? It's an interesting position, the deputy of trade and industry.
Yes, Steenhuisen has worked with the ministry. They had to work together with the ministry to create new markets for South Africa, and they did that successfully, by the way. South Africa has been succeeding in creating new markets and expanding foreign trade, which is why our agricultural industry is actually quite profitable right now, as we speak, by the way, regardless of this other controversy. So I expect that although from an ego perspective, he will be hurt, but the job he's been given, I think he will be able to do. And the man he's got to work with, which is Tau, they've been working together all this time. They should be able to make a good success together.
Right.
Then the other positions, from a DA perspective, I think they wanted to bring relatively more senior people, more heavyweights in their perspective. So David Meyneer comes in to replace Willy Oakham in forestry, in Ministry of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, another sensitive sector, which was controversial with George being there, Dion George. So you have South Africans who believe in very much commercialization of wildlife and all those things. Then we have the strong conservation lobby. So there are different ideologies there. I am assuming that David Meyneer is more in favor of the commercialization of the wildlife and all those
forestry.
Types of and forestry and all that. Then Dina Pule, that ministry, if we're to be blunt about it, it is the lunchbox of the ANC women's. I think I've come to.
Wow, I love that expression. I think that is classic. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the likes of Bathabile Dlamini, Tolashe, these are people who've been involved hands-on in corruption. And the one we are bringing in now, she's been heavily implicated in corruption before. So it's a place where the Women's League extracts its funds, and they want somebody who's a very good scrummer who's going to take that call and distribute it. So so that is the job that Dina Pule is going to be doing. And then again, a sensitive sector, and we will hope that they know what they are doing, electricity and energy. They've removed Samantha Graham, Murray. I hadn't had much of her in terms of her outputs and achievements. Alexandra Abrams, I'm not sure, but the sector, I don't think I need to tell you that it's a very sensitive sector, crucial to our economy. Water and sanitation is in a mess. I am hoping that Jack Broom will somehow manage to be a positive influence in that sector, water and sanitation, which has been in a mess for an extraordinarily long period of time. And some people, you could probably quantify, I just didn't do it before this meeting, the extent to which the water and sanitation is undermining the economy. We do these calculations for electricity, but people forget that without water, we are still in the dirt. Higher education, unfortunately, is one of those ministries that has been a lunchbox of the South African Communist Party in all respects, and a cesspit of total 100% corruption of the Communist Party. So Yusuf Karim is getting in there. We are hoping that he must actually pull his socks up to actually change that environment into good governance and productivity of that sector. That sector is not meeting the needs of South Africa by any stretch of imagination.
The overall, it is there. I mean, has this been thought through in a positive and constructive way, even given some of the challenges that you've mentioned?
Yes. Look, from my perspective, let's say also just taking them at their own word. I think Jordan Hill Lewis has tried, whether he succeeded is another story, to say in the remaining period of the GNU, because the term expires in 3 years' time now, can we use this, even for this year for that matter, to put in heavy hitters, gain momentum for the 2026 election, and gain further momentum for that? As an example, I mean, to talk about another ministry, from my perspective, we have a very good Minister of Home Affairs, as an example. Obviously, he has not been as prominent as I would have preferred in terms of the politics of the GNU, because I could see that there's all kinds of containment within the GNU. But the minister is a very strong candidate. So I'm expecting that this new move, although it has got controversies behind it, the actual candidates will go in there and really, really do something for the citizens. I'm talking about the DA candidates this time.
And let's hope that that is the case. We do need to leave it there, unfortunately. Sandile Swana, thank you as always. Give me your thoughts on these moves. Do you think that they show some promise? In a way, even given some of the major concerns that Sandile has raised, it does seem to me to be it has been thought through in a decent and a constructive way.